And welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Ada as Matthias Blerkenstock, Becca as Iris Rogsdottir, Jordan as Sonny Morganson, Nathan as Jarl Bromson, Ollie as Makoa, and Will as Gaegor Fellhand, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. In the depths of the legendary Firetop Mountain, a group of adventurers fell prey to the dread necromancer Zagor. But death is not always the end, and the gods move in mysterious ways. Risen from the grave, our undead heroes must battle to protect their living companions from the perils of storm, sea, and scurrilous serpents. Episode 14.
Blood of various ages. Okay, I'm back. So, I'm going to suggest the two of you... Gaegor has wandered off, and the two of you are doing some planning.
This will be fun. I can fly over the top of the camp and see the layout and stuff of it before we choose to attack.
I'm pleased, because I was thinking maybe I'll have to suggest that you could do that, but you thought of it yourself. This pleases me. So, yes, you totally can. It's a tropical island. It rains heavily for several hours a day, so what you can fairly easily do is wait for one of those times when the clouds gather and the heavens open. And go overhead. I mean, it'll be uncomfortable for you, but nobody's going to be looking up.
Fair enough, yeah. Because it will be, like, probably early evening-ish, so when I've just detoured.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, it's tropical, so it'll be dark. It'll be getting dark. Basically, you're looking at about 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So that means, you know, sort of somewhere between 5 and 6, you can torso.
And then, yeah, as I said, I'll fly when it's raining just to see what's going on.
Right, so, which is great, because that means I can reveal things. I think I'll just do that. That seems fairly straightforward. Okay, you should be at the top of the map.
Yeah.
You have a new map.
This looks fun. Right.
Any questions?
Okay. Well, I assume from, because bearing in mind I can't see through buildings. Yeah.
There are skeletons. No, you can. It's like a pen.
Okay. Right, so we can possibly leave that pen alone. Or, one possibility, actually that's not all that possibility, I don't think you'll appreciate it, Ollie.
That is a good possibility.
If we could sneak you into a skeleton pen, if skeletons don't mind another skeleton being there, then we cause a bit of disturbance, get people to come out to the skeleton pen and use the tunnel. A very convoluted plan that won't work, but involves sticking you in the skeleton pen because it's funny.
How many channels do you have, Ollie? Like, it could actually work.
I think a better idea might be to try and basically get a chokehold somewhere so that there's me and then you behind me healing me while, trying to think.
Do you want me to tell you what some of these things are?
Yes, please, actually. That's probably good.
Right, so, you can see up near the top V4. It's, you'll be able to see, it's like a sort of watchtower attached to a building, so V3 is a hut. And then, the thing next to it is it's a sort of low watchtower. And there seem to be a couple of guys there pretty much all the time.
Okay.
To the left of that, the big round thing is actually a lighthouse. It's almost complete lighthouse.
Okay. Okay. So we could want to draw people out of the watchtower first, possibly. So does everyone appear to be inside right now?
If you're heading down when it's raining, then most people will be. I mean, you'll see the odd person sort of wander across the camp. But, like, they haven't got a fire burning because it's wet.
Fair enough, okay.
There's a big fire pit here, in the centre. But yeah, it looks like people are either staying inside because they can, or out hunting and stuff. Like, you saw there was that patrol that went out earlier that you wiped, so there might be other people heading off either fishing somewhere, or hunting, or gathering stuff.
Okay. I'm trying to think of the way we can draw the guard post out, which again, I've really read it, it'll probably go in my head, Ollie's not going to appreciate. So. Because with Makoa, we can make them think a skeleton's escaped, and hopefully send a couple of people out to recapture it. Actually, just to check, what sort of weapons do the ones I can see seem to be carrying? None of them seem to be carrying knives, right?
No, it's, basically, you've got what look to be bamboo spears, and, kind of what look like very elderly cutlasses and things, probably scavenged from some of the ships. There are probably some knives around, but in terms of weapons that they seem to have on hand, and they've all got weapons on hand. It's sort of cutlasses you're looking at, not, as you may have thought, great axes.
Okay, that's cool, because we don't like knives.
Yeah.
I, yeah. We need to remember that together, that I don't like mice. But yeah. Thoughts?
Nothing, apparently.
I don't know if he's, Ask him what your plan, if you had any idea.
Ah, okay.
Right, okay. How about being an escaped skeleton to draw some guards out? There is that, yes. They may only send a couple of times, but yeah, if you'd rather, we could just go slow and see if we can find a semi take point and just try and take. Yeah.
Yep. You do have that considerable advantage.
Okay, yes, so we can just go for it, because,
In fact, I'm just going to try and work out what they have in the way of light. Basically, I'm going to assume they can make some kind of crude torches, so that, you know, they have mastered fire, they've got a fire pit. But there's no indication that they've got anything like oil. So I'm going to say probably... There are probably torches in a couple of places around the camp. The guards probably actually don't have a torch in the room because that would risk destroying their night vision. But they probably have access to one. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. In fact, what I'll do is I will look for a torch asset and I'll put them where there are torches. And put little light radius around them. Anyone remember how much light a not very good torch casts?
20 feet.
Let's say 15. These are low grade torches.
So it'd be 15 feet of light they can see normally, and then 15 feet where it's dim light, and then after that it's darkness.
Yeah, I'll just do the bright, I think.
Yeah, I've been reading up on light rules. So I've got a character who very much likes the light, just has never actually come up.
Ah, cool.
And I am at some point planning a game where things like life and stuff will be very important. Basically, put the dust off all the vague rules no one actually tends to care about and actually put them into play.
Yep. Oh, in which case, yeah, talk to me about, like, vision rules and stuff, because, like, demi-humans can really mess with trying to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. Because it's basically, in low light, they've got a miss chance of 20%.
That's
unless
cool.
Yeah, which is one that everyone tends not to, not care about.
No, that I didn't even know that was a rule.
Yeah, but there are lots of little rules like that. There's actually, after this, or I'll see if I can find them actually now, there's a compiled list of rules everyone forgets about, and some are very useful, like the fact you can 5-foot step during a readied action.
Ooh.
Similar to like that skill thing you sent, or was it Nathan who sent it? One of you or Nathan sent that skill list thing, which I need to read through and apply. But yeah.
Hey. I can't remember about that. Aha! About damn time you're trying to get in for ages.
Ah, fair enough. We
did it just
were
not
about
let you in?
To...
It was just saying no. And it told me to fuck off in various different ways. I was impressed it had that many.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad you're back. You can regain everything, because you've had a day to... I say rest, you don't really need to rest, but, like... heal up in whatever way you heal up, and, like, vent your rage a bit by smashing things.
Yeah.
As you can see, you are outside the camp, or you're not, you're at a... an arbitrary and generally irrelevant distance from the camp, and when you choose to be, you can approach it.
I think our plan will
was
just
our camp.
The cannibal.
Ah.
I think the plan was that we slowly invade it and wait for people to come to us. So now Gygor's here, I think that might not work as well.
Slow and methodical, two words Gygor is well known for.
What? Are you saying we need a plan of attack?
You're just going to charge in yelling attack on.
Because I've got a plan. Attack. Nah, I won't charge in screaming and yelling. Wouldn't give you two the satisfaction.
So what we've got is it's currently night time, so they don't have light vision. There is a pit of skeletons. McCarran won't let me put him in there. And yeah, the plan was just walk up and slowly fight our way through.
What are the buildings made of?
Bits of scrap wood, mostly, apart from the round thing, which is an actual lighthouse.
Bear in mind, if we don't...
We could burn down the smaller buildings, wait for them to run out, and then hack them down as they get into the tree line.
I knew you were going to say set it on fire.
Bear in mind, if we don't burn stuff, we could burn still maybe a small building, because one plan I was thinking in my head was to disturb skeletons and bring them out. If we don't burn everything, we can then move the survivors into this camp. Have roof overhead.
Somehow insufficient.
There's no roofs.
Well, if the lighthouse survives, then we can shove them all in there.
I say that it is currently raining.
It was when you scouted. I can roll to... Do you want it to be raining or not? Because basically, It will rain every few hours.
So the wood's damp.
Yeah, this is the tropics.
So best thing is, if Iris and Guy are basically make a chokehold at some point, like here, we can just cut down people come to us with Makoa behind.
I like it. Right. Let's bloody our axes. Planning,
right,
sitting,
yeah.
Waiting.
That's fine. Yeah, because if we just walk up to see how close to that spot we can get and then start making noise.
Those in need of the nails itch. Good. So we advance.
For the sake of it, Iris will attempt a stealth check to get to that position.
Why not?
Geigel will go to that position.
Arson using a shield, so...
There's a weird misprint in the cannibal stats where, yeah, it does something weird. So you only actually get part of their stats. It's fine.
Ooh.
Right, and approximately what route are you taking here? Are you just coming down the path, essentially?
Yeah, presumably this way, so...
Okay, in which case... Yep, that sounds good. So I'm going to roll perception checks for the guards. And it's like minus a lot for it being dim light where you are. Were you waiting for it to be raining, or are you coming in the light?
Probably not in the rain, because the rain will affect our vision, where, so yeah.
True, it will. It'll probably disadvantage you more than
that. I'd say the rain will... fair enough.
Well, at the moment... They're at a disadvantage, and you're at no disadvantage.
Yeah, because it's really dark for them, they're already going to be, yeah.
Ah, that is also true. Geiger, do you have a horse yet?
I've been waiting for the moment.
Fair enough. When you need a horse, if you need a horse, let me know. Right. Penalty of light is something. Yeah, that basically, unless the penalty for light is only -2, which seems very unlikely, that's not going to spot you. Shall I just start rolling initiatives?
I'm waiting until Geigel has become bored.
What I'm going to suggest is, everyone roll their initiative anyway, so that when the violence happens, it will already be there. So, what's the plan now?
Yeah, the idea is that you can follow, you can come up, but Iris naturally will be sneaking up. The expectation was going also.
Yep, feel free. Yeah, Geigor, are you going to... Well, who out of you two is going to go next?
Come on! I'm happy to go next. It's just that if I go next, then the chances are we'll be moving into proper initiative order. I'm going to push the horse into a canter approaching the camp.
Okay, do you want to go ahead and roll me a stealth anyway?
I'm in heavy armor on a horse.
Yes, but it's night, so, and there's lot. Again, it's the tropical jungle. There's lots of animals making weird noises. Cool.
What's the stealth penalty for being mounted?
I'm going to say the stealth penalty for being mounted in heavy armor is probably a wash with the stealth with the perception penalty for it being really dark. And the guard hut being inside an actual bit of jungle. Yeah. Okay, so you're actually going to manage to get halfway there before one of the guards goes and sort of vaguely nudges the other one. A noise that you might interpret as something like, what's that big animal coming down there? And Makoa?
Is that including me? Because I'm assuming I was actually nearby Geigor.
You're already where you want to be. You've had the chance to get wherever you want to be. Okay. Let's have a think. Also, there's this guy. There probably actually is someone tending the fire. So, who at the moment will be looking sort of vaguely south. So sitting by the fire, you know, warming himself, maybe cooking a bit of, you know, dried human jerky, and just sort of looking vaguely in the distance, but he will turn round once he hears the sound of something large approaching and carefully pick up his rusty-looking scimitar. Iris, you rolled stealth well enough that you still haven't actually been spotted. You're just sort of in the lee of that building. So you've all got time for basically one action before. So in fact, let me just put stuff in order. Where's this guy? Right, he's there. Okay, so yeah, basically I'll do one pass through the initiative order. You can do stuff, the guards can do stuff. Then if you're spotted by that point, initiative will kick off. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so, Iris, you can see the guy by the fire turning towards you, and you can hear Geiger approaching, you can guess what's going on, you hear some sort of muttered comment, like, not obviously alarmed sounding, just kind of, hey, pay attention, kind of thing. From the direction
like
of the
Skyrim stealth.
Yeah, pretty much. You've got time to do one action's worth of stuff. In this is essentially a surprise round. There may be an actual surprise round, but it's working like one.
To be fair, I might just ready to if the guy gets to me or Geiger gets to him, I'll just so I'm ready.
Okay. This sounds like a good plan. Okay, this guy in the tower is going to start descending, and basically to descend, it looks like what they have to do is come down these steps into this hut and through the hut. So it's going to take him... Basically, he's going to go down and into the hut. The other guy will do something when it's his turn. But yeah, because they've only got one action. The other guy is just going to move over and try to peer in that direction. I is going to make a perception roll. Oh, that's a really good perception roll. There is a sort of alarmed sounding kind of noises, which doesn't sound at all like that, but look, they speak Pidgin Infernal, alright? It sounds weird. But this is distinctly, this is probably bad guys, people should do something sort of noises. It's not quite a full blown alarm call, but it's clearly getting there. Yeah, well, like, he'll have spotted Makoa, who is pretty obviously a skeleton wandering around, which is obviously bad, and there's some kind of big animal, maybe guessed that, like, a big animal has somehow broken the skeleton pen and is wandering around, you know, that's a possibility. Bad news, anyway. You might also remember there was mention that there were undead on this island in the Necromancer's Journal, and that's why the Necromancer was asked to come along. So they might think you are some wandering monsters, essentially. You're a random encounter. And, Makoa, it will be you next. You see this guy looking at you over the edge of the tower. Go for it. Oh, that's really good. So you essentially shambling slowly along. Yep. Yep, you can totally do that. You can move yourself wherever you want.
You might say that it's a shambles.
Nice. Yeah, he's really convincing. So he's like, the skeleton's got loose, and the skeletons are... Obviously, you don't know exactly what it's in the sorts, but yeah, he seems sort of panicky. So, around this time, as Geiger is passing, there is another sort of rushing noise as something quite large bursts from the trees next to you.
This predatory shape faces the new challenger.
Yeah, this predatory shape sort of scuttles rapidly out. You can see it's actually got a rope on it, which is obviously attached to something, maybe some kind of guard animal, and it scuttles out of the trees as if ready to spring, and then sort of hesitates and looks at you, and then sort of retreats in cowed fashion back into the trees. It's Gaigo's turn.
Pathetic.
Animals don't like undead.
Moving to the nail singing hot, let out the berserk scream and charge at the one by the fire pit.
Hey!
It's not an actual charge, but it's ride in and twat things.
I'm just going to give him a turn.
Okay.
Nine. Sorry?
Ah, you're right. Yeah, I'll only get up to him.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm just going to pop these back in order. So, in fact, what should have happened, if you don't mind, Geiger, I'm going to move you back.
Not at all.
Because he would have gone before you. So what actually happens is, he draws his sword, well, he'd already picked his sword, and stalks cautiously towards the sounds of the large approaching animal. Probably a delicious animal. At which point, I believe, someone has a ready action. Yep, that does it. Perfect heat. Now, let me think. This guy isn't raging yet, because he's had no reason to rage. So that means his con's going to be down by 2 or 4.
Cool.
Okay, wow. Is there still a rule where you save to avoid passing out from massive damage?
The massive damage rule is optional, and above 50, you have to deal at least 50 50 damage plus.
Cool. Yeah, no worries then. Yeah, you've just reduced him by to a very small fraction of his original health. Well done, Geigo.
Yes. That is true. Yeah.
What's your horse called? There we are. He's called Toffees.
How is the Jerry one? Toffees. He went badly.
What would you call a horse? Why not? Right, so, rage charge. Don't you listen to him, Toffees.
Go for it. Roll me dice.
Yep.
A palpable hit.
Such that.
Okay, what are you hitting this guy with this time?
This is a sword.
Okay, the force of Toffee's charge and your swing actually slices him in half. This is genuinely quite hard to do. There isn't really time for a scream, because basically what happens is he walks around the corner. A vaguely humanish sort of shape suddenly appears and something hurts to an unbearable extent in his general kind of guts area. And then he's sliced briefly in half by a huge beast. But there is sort of the sound of galloping, weapons moving, something falling. Probably going to attract attention at this point. So I'm going to... What's going to happen is mechanically people nearby are going to start popping in their initiative counts.
Good.
Okay. It's Iris.
Iris is getting blue at this point.
Okay. This is annoying. Sorry, I just need to move people onto the correct levels. Layers, that's all. Okay. Movement happens. One of the guys will scurry out with drawn sword, and on seeing a huge beast will yell something and begin beating his chest ferociously. Another guy will follow immediately in his footsteps, rushing round here to see what the danger is. Hello, Iris. Becca? Not doing anything?
Well, presumably this, I will jump in after them, but presumably this guy gets to swing first unless he just has ego with that.
I thought you were... I just vaguely assumed that you were stealthing, because if you look at the light circles here...
We can't see the light circles actually, that would be most of it.
Ah! Okay, sorry, I thought I...
You need to manually turn on the aura, so, but yeah, I forgot to point that.
You also can't see the thing. Yeah. Better?
No, I still can't see anything. I can see the torches, but I can't...
Okay, it's a good start. Ugh. Interacting with objects is rather clumsy here.
If you, yeah, there you go. You can see that one. Yeah.
Okay. There is some dim light here, but basically what this guy's going to see is rush out and see... There's a guy that's been chopped in half and there's a huge thing there! Ah! And will throw himself into a frenzy for his action.
Ah, cool, okay. Frenzy is a free action.
Is it?
Yep.
Rage is free.
Ah. In which case, he will probably step towards the beast. Destroy beast! Oh, you're on a horse, aren't you?
Yes.
You're bigger now.
Gygor is stretched!
Frunfang attack!
Me or the horse?
That's a good one. Okay, on a 2... It's you. On a 1, it's the horse. It's the horse. He attacks the horse.
Alright, I'm going to keep track of the horse's hit points and my own.
Cool.
On a thing.
If you walk past me, can I get an attack on you?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Yes, that hits. Excellent.
Sadly,
I'm using my
pause
right now, so no. Then, yeah, I'll jump in after his turn, then. Okay. Let me just move you. Okay. It's you now.
Pretty sure Gygor has to go covered, so I should try and move this guy. Okay. That's second call. Second call hit. Yep. Okay. And then the...
Are they getting any AC penalties in low light?
Not in low light.
Don't think so.
Okay. Actually, I will put on a second aura for low light because I feel the bits where it's actually dark is going to be important for flat-footed and stuff. Not flat-footed, for blinded. Is that okay?
Yeah, fine.
I mean, apart...
Don't know why I said ready.
Apart from the revolting green colour, obviously. Okay. Barbarian hustles out of the house and immediately sees someone just kind of ripping into one of his guys and goes, "Bah!" and immediately thrashes at you. That is a... Yeah, he's just completely flustered. He's also handily blocking this door for you. And another guy comes out of this building just to the south and just kind of sees that there's some kind of fight going on, and he is just going to spend his action raging. I really don't think he's got time to come out, notice what's happening, rage, and then move around and attack someone.
Fair enough.
So where's this guy? The guy in the tower is going to start banging some kind of gong or something and shouting. Makoa, you're completely hidden. No problem. Let's find out if they have will at all. Apparently they do. Oh, come on. That's silly. Alright, go for it. Cool. Thrunfang here. You hear a really annoyed sounding yell from inside as something that sounds like an angry barbarian crashes against the door, which slams into the back of the guy who was just trying to stab Iris, but otherwise doesn't open. Gygor!
He has struck Toffees! He will die!
For the crime of striking Toffees, Gygor will enter a frenzied rage.
Hooray!
That should be 10. I forgot I'm not charging anymore.
Yep, that's... You completely slaughter him. Okay. Just try to find it where... Ah, there. Yeah, so you'll start hearing a bit of stirring in some buildings now. Someone emerges from the building to the west. And this frothing, very badly hurt guy next to Iris will attempt to kill her.
Kill!
Nope.
Ooh. Even with flanking?
Nope. And it's cool. Not flanking you.
Oh yeah, it's not because you're the wrong size. Yep, that is... ineffectual. This guy... It's Iris!
Okay, so I'll attack this guy.
for what it's worth, the guy just to the south is on it, clearly tottering and on his last legs.
In which case, actually, I'll go for him, so Geigel has a free charge to go over, guys.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. You hit him? You murderize him?
Okay, now I'll go for the above guy for the extra. Of course, I'm making massive with my rapier, I get over 19. So 9 damage to that guy and then biting. I'm guessing that doesn't confirm, sadly.
Let me just check. No. Touch, but not,
So another 8 damage to him, 17 to the guy up top total.
Okay. Congratulations, you murder him also. Two murders! Still got a 5-foot step.
Yeah, she won't.
You could probably make it some attempt at 3.
No, I've run out of attacks. Because one of the guy below me and two of the guy above me. That's on my
Yeah. Still, looks good. There's a guy there who's just kind of... And you're just this shape vaguely illuminated by the... torches in the back, because obviously the light here is not really getting into this, very little of it is getting into this hut. Okay.
It's the same Iris as the to be undead thing, I was actually trying to scare him, but it's just like trying to get on.
Right. Thrun Fang. Okay, the guy by the fire sees a worthy challenger and hurls himself at Geigor. With more enthusiasm than accuracy, admittedly, but at least he's trying. Something you can't see happens where you can't see it. He says, not at all mysteriously. Morbine. Where is this one? Ah, there. The one on the tower will sprint down. Doesn't have enough movement to reach you. It's Makoa! The skeletons are clustering, not curiously, but like insects or something might if their attention was vaguely drawn to something. Yes, delicious negative energy. Are you hungry? Sorry. Yes. Not quite. Not that far off, to be fair. You're looking for 11s with these guys. Or a flank, you know, that works too. Thrun Fang! Yeah, not bad at all. Right, Thrun Fang next to Iris. We'll hack at her with a scimitar. That's a 10. She seems perturbed that it doesn't work.
What sort of action is it to dismiss Toffees?
I think you can just do it.
Alright, I will dismiss Toffees standard, and land gracefully.
Okay, it's have a not...
It says I can dismiss them at will.
Yep. And you are will, so...
At will doesn't mean free action, but fair enough.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I don't know. What is it for a paladin?
Dismisses in general, typically from the ability doesn't say what action it tends to be standard.
Yeah.
In which case, Toffees... I think the map moved slightly. The island's suffering from subsidence.
Oh, I might have moved the map. Yes, I have.
Also, I'm not going in a fucking lighthouse. No. Not after what happened last time.
There we are.
Sorry. I ain't going in no lighthouse. In which case, Toffees will join in the attack with his glorious melee.
Okay.
Those are Toffees' attacks.
That's a hit. Nice. He is kicked in the forehead by a large horse and goes, "Bruh!" and almost falls over, but not quite from the force of it.
That is a Gygor.
Yep, that's a hit.
That is another Gygor.
That's a very dead guy. Okay. Another guy appears.
Shitting hell. For some reason, I've written the attacks as not including rage, but the damage as including it, because I'm thick.
Ooh.
So could you drop two from each of those damage numbers?
That won't make the slightest bit of difference. You overkilled him quite dramatically. This guy can charge through the fire pit, so he will. This large monster doesn't seem to have any challenges. It's clearly the thing he should charge.
Against me or the horse, either way it's easily.
I'll roll randomly again. You are two? It's you. And another guy. Appears and rages. Iris! You're killing everyone.
Okay, let's continue to blend. Seriously?
Beautiful. Yeah, you are the unluckiest.
Does that hit?
It hits. Yeah. You're going for 11s. You kill him. You still have a bite attack,
yeah,
so you
five
can...
Foot step, yeah, 5 foot in and bite. Yeah, that one's going to miss.
Yeah, that one is going to miss. Okay. Another person. Okay. Sorry, I gotta do something. Hello? There's two of you.
What happened?
I need to switch internet connection because my internet would be funny.
Hey.
There we go.
And then there
was better. Okay.
Okay.
Who just went? Was it was it Iris?
I went out and then came back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I got thrown off. Right, so. Okay. Okay, guy next to Geigel.
Raid!
I think he moseyed on over.
Yeah, he charged over the fire pit.
Again, he's hitting me.
Does the crit confirm?
Oh yeah.
Right, so I will randomise who's hitting. It's the horse! The horse takes 12 damage.
Toffees has fallen.
Ah!
They will pay for this.
There are, yeah.
Go ahead and roll a ride check and then we'll work out what the DC is. Yeah, I think the 21's going to be fine. I'm not going to bother looking that up. Okay, just in time.
I think you're still pro.
Ah, cool. Ooh, that matters. Can you check if he's prone? Because the next Thrunfang is springing at you.
Yeah, that implies you're not prone, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So you drop down from the dissipating cloud that was... that is sometimes Toffee and will be again next time you have the energy to summon Toffee. And just in time to meet the challenge of another barbarian. That's a 10, however, which I don't think is going to do it.
Not quite.
Oh, he can't charge through the guy, can he?
No, but he can just run up to me and smack me.
Yeah, you can just run up. It would be... Yeah, because he can't move through the guy.
What are you carrying?
Long spear.
With what?
Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Stab away.
Oh!
Yep, that's a hit.
Well, I thought you used a crossbow, didn't know you had a spear.
He has used it before.
Whee! Okay. It is... That is looking a bit crowded, so I think... I think the next guy is probably going to try and chase down the one who's intruding on the sacred whatever this hut is. So, Rage Charge! And I'm adding +2 to this because it's a charge, which I have forgotten about for every previous one.
That will hit because she hasn't got a shield.
Okay. And I don't know why that hasn't factored in the crit, because it should have done like the others did. It hasn't attempted to confirm a crit. Why?
Because, yeah, it's rolled
17. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, the 19 means
it
crits on 19.
Ah, okay, that makes
sense
then.
Should be set to
18,
actually.
It should be, but never mind. Anyway, it's not high enough. So, yeah, that's 18 then.
Yep, taken off.
Cool. Right. Gotta move some more invisible people. Rage! Okay. Right. Excuse me, I'll just look at the thing. Right, from somewhere behind you, Makoa, you will sense a sort of pulse of magic, and something kind of reaching out towards you, as though trying to enfold you in insubstantial tentacles, and it just passes through you with no effect whatsoever. Go for it.
Stop by taking that spoke off.
Yeah. That was a mind-affecting fear effect. There is a faint cursing noise from, somewhere to the southeast. Yeah. Because you're immune to fear. Last time I checked. Right. Thrunfang to the north of Iris. He's probably just about intelligent enough to work out that he can get a flank. Ah! So this will be +2 for flank. Yes?
Yep. They're suddenly getting lucky on there.
Yeah, three more damage, though. These scimitars are very, very dodgy. It's just sort of hacking at you angrily. Oh, I'll tell you what else. Anyone know how long we've been fighting? How many attacks have people made?
I've
made about three.
Yeah, I've made about three, four attacks.
Yeah, I think we're just coming up to turn four, but yeah, that would make sense. Okay, it's Makoa. Target rich environment. Go for it. Yep. Thirty feet. You're not gonna get them. Yeah, no. Worth checking. Okay. I'll make it six guys. I'm gonna start with the two at the top, then I'll do the two below Makoa from the top down, and then I'll do the other two from the top down. That's a bit better. So roll me some damage. Come on, roll high. Nice! And what's it? And it was 16, was it? Yeah, cool. They do not like that. There is sort of wailing as obviously some kind of sinister magic is cast upon them. Yeah, that was good.
It's a good turn.
Okay.
More charging! Charge the witch! Rage!
So, with plus two for charging. 16 hit you?
Get an arrow, don't
you? Yep. Go for it. Yes. He dislikes you immensely. Geigo! Lay waste!
One on the top, one on the bottom.
Yep. That's two yeses.
Thirteen apiece.
Okay. You slaughter them. You can take a 5-foot step if you wish. Iris!
Go for guy buttons. Oh, for rage, I don't have my rapier out right now.
Oh.
That confirms, doesn't it?
Yeah. So that's one hit and one crit?
Yep, the hit is 8 damage for the hit, and then the 19.
Yep, carnage. This was a tribe of cannibals, and now it's barely a boy band.
There'll be no sulking from Iris today.
No sulking. Right. Work out what all these people this rather foolish one will charge at Gygor. Charge! With a plus 2. Oh, nice. That is 12 damage, Gygor.
Ow!
Yeah, he's looking quite smug now.
Part of the problem with Frenzy, my damage hits the ceiling, my AC hits the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Just look how this works. Gygor! Would you make a will save, please? That is insufficient. Okay. I'll tell you when something happens. Makoa, it's you. You're being confronted by an angry, slashy person. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to do a thing. Oh, it was going to be fun. Never mind. For flavour purposes, the skeletons press kind of hungrily against the walls, causing them to rattle as they sort of bask in the brief glow of the negative energy, tantalizingly close. Okay, and the one next to Iris will continue trying to kill her, because frothing barbarian. No. Very, very inadequate frothing barbarian, frankly. Gygor, it's you.
I'm a sad.
Can you roll those again, please? Doesn't really make any difference. You hit. Where are you placing these?
One on the top, one on the bottom. Just remember, it should be 11. I've been forgetting power attack because I'm thick.
Ah, yes. They are dead. Iris!
The bad people.
You did. You hit them so much. Iris, you are surrounded by a mound of corpses that I can't be bothered to place. Ooh, not anymore.
Hi, friends.
That hits. That was very nasty. Right. Now things get a bit interesting. So, you know all that stuff I was doing?
It happens now.
Oh, hello. That's unsuccessful. Hi, new friend. It's also unsuccessful, I imagine.
Yep.
You're like 20-something, aren't you?
I'm 20 currently, yeah.
Yep. And third guy, just down here. Hello. Clang, clang, clang. Does nothing. Right. And you will hear a kind of... It's not quite Gygor level, but someone who's trying very hard to be like Gygor from inside. And this guy pops out. Etc. He looks like... if I can find out the way to show you the thing. Looks like this. Can you see that?
No, have you got it selected to...
Oh, I hate this.
Hello, Clorak.
Any better?
I think I'm seeing him.
Well, good.
Find Clorak the Red.
Yep.
Fucking hell, he looks high.
Yep, he probably is. He's also smeared with blood of various ages. Right. So, entertainingly, his level of ranger is going to do him no bloody good because he has favourite enemy, humans.
Not That would have worked against you before you went undead, wouldn't it, Becca?
Totally, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. What a shame.
You aren't playing a changeling and sodding everything now.
I only have two changelings right now. Sirs.
Right. Does the 23 hit you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that's 8 damage. Right, the bite isn't going to hit, though. Okay. Let me check. Okay. Can Makoa make me a will save, please? No. You are cursed. You must roll all d20s twice and take the lower result. Yes. Who would
Max such a man?
Is your go? Can.
I fear nothing!
Okay.
All those who cling to life fear the Reaper!
And... it's the Barbarian! Right, so what happens here is another barbarian bursts out of the building, realizes the wall of barbarians in the way, shakes his head in faint disgust, rolls his eyes even more than they already were because he's frothing in rage, and moves towards my car. Hello! Does a 20 hit you? You take 8 damage. Slashing. So you take 3 damage, I think. To be fair, it's so rusty and mistreated it should almost be called bludgeoning, but it isn't quite. Yeah. Go! Pray.
Do you have a proof card on Agnes?
I'm using a sword.
Oh, fair. Oh, you are, aren't you? That's why my brain got confused.
Yep.
And that's
alert.
A crit threat, which means my enchantment goes off. Can you make me a will save? The first time I've ever seen ominous fire. bacon! Yay! Florak.
Oh, also, I get to make two attacks of opportunity on Gygor.
And yeah, it's just, unless either of your guys' effects say that it doesn't improve, and yeah, he's frightened right now.
Yep.
That's if I don't die now.
Ooh, so that's... Does the 15 hit?
Because
that's a crit threat.
Yes, because I'm charging. Yeah, I'm charging.
Okay, so that's a crit and a miss.
Whew!
And... just double-checking the damage.
God, I want my second level. Please second level. Please second level in Cold Berserker.
12 damage!
I do need my second level in Corn Berserker. I want the Butcher's Gift. Please let me heal hit die when I kill something.
No healing for you.
I am sad. But still, does 21 confirm?
It does.
And he is frightened.
He is. Although he'll be, strictly speaking, he's frightened after you confirm your damage.
Oh my!
Delicious. Well, okay. He is deeply, deeply hurt. Both physically and mentally. Iris.
Iris should be sensible and attack flexible who can still potentially kill her, but she kind of wants to try and claim the skill. But, let's see. Yeah. Let's do one on... Does that hit him?
That does hit. Nice. Still alive.
Is it obvious he's frightened and gonna run?
Yeah, so basically, like, something resembling St. Elmo's fire will have crackled down the blade, and you'll see this glow spread in his eyes, and this... the contorted rage expression becomes one of contorted terror.
Cool, in which case, she'll go for the guy she's already...
Yeah, this guy here is nearly dead, so...
Yeah, she's going to play damage control, what can currently kill her and go... both of those miss, however.
Yes, sadly. Yes, they do.
Actually, no, guy was going to... So let's five step... Let's see here, yeah.
Okay. Right. Truenfang.
Oh, hello. Oh my god. I'm so happy. I forgot to add extra hit points for raging. Give me those, like, 5.
Take them.
This may get me, like, another hit.
Right. This guy is still, preoccupied with Iris, because he hasn't quite seen what's going on, so... That's going to miss. Even with... Yeah, 11 is nowhere near. Next guy is, however, just seen what Gygor did to the boss, and is going to take a swing at him. Actually, he's going to 5-foot step and take a swing at him. Hello, flanking. Does the 18 hit?
You'd be amazed.
20, in fact, with flanking. Yeah, that's 5 damage.
Still up.
Do you have DR yet?
No.
Nice. He howls in rage as you stagger. This one here can't really get in on anything, so we'll just have a hack at Iris. 17 is not going to be any use. And Clorak! Clorak is angry. Clorak fights Big Scary Man. No! Clorak runs away from Big Scary Man because Scary Sword! Right. Frightened is just what? Run away as fast as possible.
Yep.
Does so. Make your AOOs.
God damn it, Iris. You were doing so well up until now.
Yes. Ooh, actually, does he still count as enraged?
It doesn't say fear knocks you out of your rage.
Yeah, so we are technically...
Then yes, yeah. He falls! He sort of turns to flee and topples over with as a sword cracks across his back.
Geigel will raise his fist in a brief salute.
You fought well, died badly.
And so... Right, okay.
Ollie, please help. Please heal.
Right.
Please. Tanker stood in fire, please.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
great,
by the time it gets them, two of them won't be still standing up.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm pretty sure we can probably clear them all out by the time one gets one more go, but it...
Can you convert into an inflict? Yeah.
So...
Can you spawn inflict?
I believe...
Okay.
Fist is within range, and Makoi is the only one currently within line of sight. Right. Makoi, do you want to make me a perception roll? See if you've worked out what's happening, yeah? Okay, I'll just make a counter roll, but meanwhile, have a friend. Can you see the friend? No, you can't. The friend is just there. Hang on, I will reload the page. Because I can't. Yeah, I can't do anything with the friend. Can someone roll me a 1d20 and tell me if the result is better or worse than Ollie's?
Worse.
Okay. You have spotted a sort of hunched figure in some of the bushes to the east, doing kind of magic-y hand gestures. Yeah, so basically it looks like if you hold down control while you're dragging and dropping an image, so you can talk to people, it drops the image on top of Roll20. And then if you try and interact with it in any way, it doesn't treat it as being part of the Roll20 palette.
Reinforcements be here!
Alright, hi guys.
So, hey! Do you want to hop in?
Yeah, I'm just connecting to Roll20.
Cool. You were totally here all the time fighting these other barbarians.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry. I think I assumed it wasn't on, so I forgot to check.
Yeah, it's alright. It won't be on next week. I think people might have got confused. Because of the way I explained it. So yeah, next week I'll be away. I'm probably not running on Monday night, because my friends basically wake up in the early afternoon and then stay awake until the fairly late morning. So yeah, we'll be doing stuff. So yeah, you are in the cannibal camp. Most of them are already dead. I couldn't be bothered to put any more bodies down, because, yeah. But yeah, you're surrounded by corpses. Clorek the Red appears to be the chief and is currently flat on the floor, having just been terrified by Makot, and Geigor's shaking weapon. And you've just identified the witch hiding in the bushes to the east. Do you want to roll up some initiative? That is a small elemental. Hello. So 23. Yeah. You take 4 damage. It is bludgeoning because it's a slam. Oh, why did I do that? I should have used Whirlwind Form.
Maybe you'll survive long enough to do that.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe I'll take a 5-foot step.
Right, I'm just going to move you to the correct place in the initiative order.
Thank you.
And, oh, since you're here now, can you make me a will save, DC 17, please?
Hopefully this will be my fine. Here it is. I think I'm fine.
You're fine.
So what didn't happen?
You are not cursed with misfortune.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, she did spend some time trying to destroy the intruders with some of the powerful spells she knows, such as Hideous Laughter, Cause Fear. Ray of Enfeeblement, etc. But, strangely... Right, it's Makoa. A thing just hit you. Good choice. Frunfang. Frunfangs will continue pounding on Gygor, I think. This is the one to the northeast. That is not a hit.
Don't just summon a horse, don't just summon a horse, don't just summon a horse. Attack. I'll attack.
Go for it. Who are you attacking?
No, summon a horse!
Starting with top right.
Okay.
Toffees has been summoned and killed. His killer paid for it.
Yes, yes.
Crit and confirmed sprite.
Yep.
And maybe a hit top left?
Yep. Very much so. Obliterated. Dead.
Well, let's see if I can keep up with Geiger. I've totally been killing things all evening.
Yeah. That does not hit its AC of 17. Wait, it does. Sorry, you rolled 20. I was looking at the roll of 15 for some reason.
One of those. But that'd be the slashing. So, DR.
Okay.
Elementals are annoying. I think that was my turn, so it'll be Iris now.
It will. Yep. Dead.
And then Firefoot stepping in. About 11 hits and
does. It does.
And nom.
Shrieks in rage. He's actually going to 5-foot step and attack Gygor. So tantalizingly close. 21? 4 damage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
The third time this fight, I'm dropped to 1. Oh, tell line on 2.
Yeah, fine. Cleric the Red.
Good thing we can heal.
Dying. Witch. What will the witch do?
If this cow has magic missile, I'm going to scream.
Alas. Right, so, let's see. First, she's going to summon her familiar, or rather, which will hop down from the rooftop where it's been observing things, and leap on, how do I undo this? You need to check something. Aha! Perfect. Ah, no, less perfect. Oh well. In which case... No, the flea is actually just going to stay where it is and watch. The witch is going to stride boldly forward, cackling madly to herself, and but not in a game mechanical way, you understand.
Gotcha.
And okay, so I need to check how whirlwind works.
Mostly depends on the size.
Yep, no, that's fine. Oh, that's fun. No, it doesn't do anything because everyone's larger than it. Okay. In which case, she will... She's pretty ticked off with Gygor, because Gygor seems to have been rampaging through her tribe. So she is going to stare at Gygor and point a finger and shout something in... If anyone speaks Infernal, it is Infernal. Would you make a will save, please, Gygor? Hooray!
I submit... I lose to the foul sorcery.
Yeah, you suffer a -2 penalty to AC for 8 rounds.
Oh no, AC is only defense.
Yeah. Ah, but...
You laugh, I'm on 2 hit points.
Yeah. She will direct her familiar...
Yeah, next to Makoa.
She will direct her familiar to kill it. Kill! There's a very, very small chance.
Makoa, you have a spear. Deal with it.
Go for it. No. AC 14.
Sonny, this fucking monkey. Save me, please. Please, not like this! Not like this!
I would have assumed it went round me.
Yeah, it did. Straight in a diagonal line through there. Right. That's a 14.
With a -2, that is hitting me.
Okay!
Don't worry, there's a chance it might not be able to do enough damage.
It can't do enough damage. I just thought it was hilarious. It does 1d3 minus 4. Oh!
I believe that's
lethal.
Zero.
It can't actually hurt us.
But you're immune to non-lethal. There's just a monkey hanging on you. And you're going, ow! Ow! Stop it!
Just sort of charge over. Excuse me, madam, is this your monkey?
Right, now the air elemental will take a 5-foot step and try and do the same thing. Hello, friend. 17?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let's see. 3 points! Get in!
Blood for the blood god.
The cackling rises to a shrieking climax that echoes through the huts. It would be really cool and impress the rest of the tribe if they weren't all dead.
No, there's one guy left to appreciate it.
Yeah, he thinks it's really cool. He just pauses and clamps his scimitar between his knees while he claps briefly and then picks it back up. Okay. Go, go, witch. And Makoa, it's your go.
Are we dying at zero, or are we going below zero?
You are. Did I say in the rules? If I didn't say in the rules, it's standard undead rules until I say otherwise. I can't remember. Check.
Nah, I'll check. I've got more time.
I don't remember you saying it, Jay.
Yeah, you do get super cheap resing, so.
The stack can be used as a focus ritual, restore one of its bound undead to life after they've been reduced to zero hit points. This functions like a resurrection spell, dying restores undead target. Cannot incur negative levels. Yeah, so I'm down.
Okay. Yeah, so basically you're, like, a cloak and... Are you a skeleton or are you actually a body?
I'm in theory a crumpled suit of armour.
Okay, so you're like a crumpled suit of armour with sort of maybe some haze hanging over it. So basically you're non-functional. You're sort of there, but you can't do anything. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool. The negative energy still hovers around. Makoa, what are you doing? So options at this point do not include Raise Gygor. It is tiny. Okay, right. Familiars use masters base saves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus whatever its own stat.
Yeah.
Monkeys are known for being wise, so.
Monkey. No. Elemental. No. Witch. Yes. Oh, I forgot about that one. Sorry. Yes. Wow. KK? Gygor hovers in a sort of aggrieved way. Sonny, Gygor's gone down.
I smile at the witch. That was your last mistake. Charge and bite.
Bite, bite, bite. That'll hit.
That's a 24, yeah. So I think that's a 10 damage.
Yep. She shrieks in pain. And claws feebly at you with wizened hands. Iris! There's just one guy left.
The monkey is clearly the greater threat.
Are you still standing? Come for taking damage at this guy.
Oh, yes, he
has. Fly foot into the monkey.
That does not hit the monkey.
So yeah, that's my turn.
Okay.
She might stop Piranha striking for the monkey.
Yeah, it's quite agile.
Yeah, he will have half of a witch's hit points, so he's probably not going to be too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay. Interesting possibilities here. I'm just going to look up how something works. I have no idea how this would interact with undead. Okay. Lost someone? Okay. Currently nobody's cursed, are they?
Sorry, I briefly lost connection, so
should
be fine now.
Just checking to our rules. Sorry. Yeah, she's not got a lot of options here.
Another hex, I guess, but we're probably all immune now.
Yeah, because you've already resisted the misfortune hex. Doesn't matter, I know she's used it on everyone. She hasn't used it on Aris, actually, but she's cast that. She's run out of those. Oh, why not? Does a 16 hit your touch, AC?
He touches it?
Yes, it will.
Yep. You take 6 points of positive energy damage.
Ah, the horror.
She places a hand on you and shrieks something. You do.
Alright then. 20?
That'll do it, yep.
3 points.
Okay. And, yeah, not a lot of point doing that. She will call to her pets to defend her. Hello. That's a one. The air elemental is useless. Oh, you've got a long spear, so yes, it did. Yeah. What's the monkey gonna do? The monkey's gonna take a 5-foot step and then skitter onto the roof of the hut. Makoa! Okay. It's not very difficult. Well, yes. Oh, she's very badly hurt. You just actually plant it straight through a fleshy part of her leg, and she almost crumples to the ground.
Saying that, if we're using my house rules, I do believe in my house rules, it's up to you if you want to use them to unlock. My house rules, if you confirm a 20 or 20, you do max damage.
That is max. Oh no, it's not my damage, 16. Did I say we're using them?
That's
I don't remember seeing it listed, but.
Yeah, basically, if it's in the document, we're using it.
Okay, I must have actually written it down in my rules. I know a lot of my rules being used, but yeah. Fair enough. I just wanted to point that out. Up to you.
No, it's cool, but... Yeah. Let's stick with what we've got for now.
Fair
enough. Let me have...
Sunny!
Nom.
Hits.
So, she's down. I guess a familiar can do whatever. Yeah, ran out of mana,
yep.
Probably run on whatever it was last doing.
The elemental kind of hovers for a bit, does the elemental equivalent of shrugging, waves slightly, and pops back out of existence.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, just doing my job.
Just business.
Yeah,
I'm killing that monkey.
Okay, who speaks?
We've enough of the party has died today.
Who speaks? Abyssal, Aklo, Common, Infernal, Polyglot, or Sylvan?
I speak Aklo and Sylvan.
Okay.
I think we got Common. So we all call out to the monkey.
Norwegian.
The monkey is going to start in Aklo. So, there's, you know, you kill the witch, and the witch falls over, and the elemental waves... Also waves goodbye to the monkey on its way out. And the monkey is just kind of on this roof, kind of sitting back on its haunches, looking thoughtfully down at you. And after a pause of about 30 seconds, we'll go. Scratching his head. You lot got any openings? You fail automatically because it is not an animal.
I'm gonna fly up to its height, I'm gonna fly up to its height and say maybe, though why do we not just kill you for attempting to murder our friend?
Hey, just business. I got a boss. You know, a lot of people don't understand how this familiar thing works.
I just know if I don't like people who cast spells and that tends to go on to familiars. I suppose the others are going to look after you.
Just,
I don't think we can trust the cannibal monkey.
Hey, I have never eaten a single monkey.
If you want to take responsibility for leaves. If you want to take responsibility for monkey, you take responsibility for the monkey. I've got my.
You have to clean it.
That's a good point. Is my mouse dead? I guess my hat mouse is dead by now.
No. Why would it be dead? You're feeding it.
Okay. Cool. Fair enough. I didn't know if I was feeding it while it was dead. That's cool. Yeah. I've got my mouse. You get your monkey.
I hope you're
can
tracking your mouse.
Get their Geigle back.
I can track my mouse, yes.
Yep.
No, sorry, Geiger, we've got a monkey now. We expect this to be your new character. Fine, I start getting out the dagger and doing whatever's required.
I'm not sure you have the cash.
I can do this. It can't be that hard.
This is where I realised I was tired.
I dabble in necromancy.
Okay, does anyone remember what the ritual is?
2 grand in an hour.
Yeah, I actually wrote up a ritual somewhere.
We best refer to this then.
Yeah. See if I can find it.
I'm not sure we have that much cash, or even close to that much cash.
Yeah.
Monkey, can you perform? We're going to need a lot of organ grinder money.
What's the matter?
That ritual costs 2 grand. We're currently in an island where the most valuable thing is coconuts.
Sorry, that just to be clear, that was Septimus Ape, the monkey. What's the matter? What's up? You look.
Do you know where we can get hold of 2 grand, Mr. Monkey?
2 grand, like. Coins and that.
Yes.
Just bits of shiny metal.
Ideally, yes.
Alright, yeah. Come over here.
Is this pirate treasure?
Yeah.
We're not too far. Well, let's follow the monkey into the pirate treasure.
Okay. So, Septimus will lead you into V16, which is up the lighthouse. So it's the room over to the right, in fact, not as it matters. And there's, yeah, it's decorated with various bits of furniture that have obviously been taken out of a ship. They're not particularly good nick. But there is a dented chest against the east wall. You want to take a look in there? I've seen them sometimes, like, delving in, like, shiny bits in there. Okay. In the chest, you find 180 GP.
Take down stuff?
Basically, you find enough stuff to make you able to do the ritual.
We want to find how much extra we've got left over, though.
Yeah. Okay, how much have you got so far?
612 GP. Yeah, because if we've got another other stuff, I'm just trying to see what that's currently in gold and what's still stored in valuables.
If it's not doable, then I am okay to play something else.
We can bring you back. We're just mining to get in trouble with loan sharks.
Okay. It's funny because sharks are more
violent. At some point, I would like to see if we could look at Corn Berserker slightly. Because I do think we might need to look at Corn Berserker, because you are pulling numbers far higher than everyone else at the party. You're pulling them, so it must just need to be turned down a bit.
And also being blowtorched completely.
Yes.
I mean, fair enough, you want to look at it.
Yeah. That one's a little bit tricky, because one of the things I was going to look at was whether I need to remove the plus one chainmail I let a couple of people forget, because you're getting ridiculously high AC. No, not you. Iris and Sunny.
Iris hasn't got a plus one chainmail. Iris has a plus one light shield, but also plus two, but also a normal heavy shield, which is the same. But yeah,
fair play. I thought there were two people with the magic chainmail, maybe not.
You're probably thinking of my shield.
Which has the same effect, really. So.
Well, no, the shield didn't alter my AC because I had a heavy shield anyway.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's partly the having the chainmail at all thing is possibly excessive at this point. Because I'm just thinking, so half the difficulty is, what's happening is, Gygor is the only person who can get hit. And a lot of the stuff so far, you know, it's been barbarians. They do a lot of damage if they hit, but the only one they can hit is Gygor. So what happens is, people don't usually get hit, but when they get hit, Gygor takes a pounding.
Yeah, because Gygor's thing is me tanking AC to get in a thing. Because I was saying that, Iris was very near death during that. I think he might have died if Mikael wasn't healing. No, not quite.
Yeah, this is the closest it's ever got, and I was making more of an effort to play, because, like, I know there's been quite a lot of fights that have not stretched you at all.
No, that was stretching. I died.
Yeah. Luckily, you find exactly enough components, coins, that you will be able to perform the ritual, which I have now added to the Necropolitan campaign notes. Well, you don't have to. You can play something else if you want, but you can resurrect if you want.
In general, I was going to sort of thing is, do we think Corn Berserk is working as this is a convenient juncture to leave it if we don't think it is?
I'm sorry to say, but I think it might need a little more looking at. The fact that Iris is also a DPS melee character has plus 3 and you're hitting at plus 11. Same with Sunny. Sunny's also thing. So just there's a very large.
Give me the number breakdown if you like.
I'm aware of the number breakdown. I'm saying because of the dexterity boost and such, it's quite a high thing because you're hitting numbers I'd expect to be hitting on my characters around 5-6. I am playing a natural attack build and getting 21 flat damage for my attacks hit. You're hitting 22, which, wearing my natural attack build and meant to be very powerful at lower levels, shows a bit of discrepancy there.
My AC also regularly hits 11.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if your AC is 11 if you kill everything before they hit you.
Yes, but I clearly didn't.
We had a lot of things throwing us at things at you, but yeah.
Attack bonus when completely frenzied. 11. Yep. Even though I have feated into it, so I am at double slice as well. So that doesn't affect it. I am at 2-weapon fighting, so that's... And light weapon in the offhand. Again, if this isn't convenient juncture to leave it if we don't think it's working.
Yes. Wait. I think it needs looking at, but it's up to you. Yeah. I'm not telling you to kill.
I'm thinking the only thing that's really a problem is perhaps getting dexterity to attack and damage as well as everything else.
Yeah, that's the thing, because otherwise you're just pulling off normal
barbarian. Then you're just getting... Yeah, you just... Like, I mean, everything else seems fine. It's just that that gets you...
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, because that... I think the easiest way to put it is two weapon fighting builds are meant to be so many attacks doing a little damage, and it doesn't matter if one misses because you've got several double attacks happening. You're constantly hitting and dealing massive... You're dealing more damage than myself and Sunny on a single hit, whereas two weapon fighting you really shouldn't.
Sherman.
It does make sense.
Because I think similarly, which people haven't been commenting, is not necessarily, because I think it's lots of little things combined, because you are using your strength to qualify for two weapon fighting, yeah?
Yep.
Because that's getting more damage coming from, so yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough, if you haven't... Oh, you do have enough decks, don't you, actually? So ignore that comment, because you've actually got the stats for it. But yeah. I'm looking at Korn as a whole, as well, as opposed to...
I think, in general, the problem is, to make it work at all, you have to... Essentially, I'm looking at my stat line, it's fucking toxic. I've had to pretty much dump my mental stats to 7 to get to the point where Death Frenzy does anything. And I don't think that works.
Yeah. So it's up to you, because I know... Because if you're enjoying Geiger, I'm not saying to kill him, I'm just pointing out that we might want to look at least the attack issue. But,
yeah, I mean, it's going to be 2 weeks until the next game. I'm happy to have another look at it at Geigel in general and at the class over the next couple of weeks. See if we can put together something that feels more like it's working for people. I agree. It feels a little bit odd.
Yeah. Okay. Tell you what. If we leave Geiger until we have enough cash to directly res him and we use the time it takes for us to get to that point to look at the shit, I'll play something else in the meantime and then decide what I want to do once we've got enough cash. Because I refuse to accept this 2 grand.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, there's... No, you've already got basically 1,000, and there's supposed to be just over 500 in the chest.
Yeah, we're not going to be finding that much on this island, so drag Geigel's body back, leave it in some sort of freezer, and we'll have, I don't know, say Anubis also approach another one of the wandering undead who regained their sentience.
Works for me.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, right. There are various undead on this island. You can pick something you fancy. If you don't like any of the ones that are there, let me know and I'll try and knock something together. Although, I have already put together quite a few, so it will be convenient if you liked one of them.
You have done more than enough. In fact, I think I would advise you to stop.
But, so, let's just quickly run through. Has someone got the loot list?
I can do, if no one else...
I've got it up as well.
Cool. Right, so... you find... There's a lot of bodies. For some of you, this is convenient. In fact... so Iris has plenty of fresh bodies to get blood from. And Sunny has a reasonable supply of dried human jerky.
Well, you know, we should take this to, bury it properly. I'll
in
carry it.
Look.
We need to give the human jerky funeral rites.
I missed what was there, wasn't there?
There is, in the chest is 4,200 silver pieces and 180 gold pieces.
And jerky.
Yep. There are 4 mindless skeletons. You have a monkey. It's currently intelligent.
I'm mentally calling blood, emergency blood bag.
If you like, he calls himself Septimus Ape. You have... the witch has a workshop with stuff in it.
Ooh, let's search our stuff.
Okay, you find 3 antitoxins, 2 smoke sticks, 3 tanglefoot bags, a thunderstone, 6 potions of cure light wounds, and 2 potions of lesser restoration. In one of the rooms, you'll find something which is a sort of a shrine related to the ship that, there's a ship called the Thrun's Fang, including a figurehead. As a demonic figurehead, anyone who wants can roll something appropriate to recognise that this is related to Geliax. Nice. Probably just history, to be honest, but religion works too. Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, this is a chili app, which would be slightly different, I guess. I might as well try both.
You've also got most of a lighthouse. Oh, yeah, you got
it. Let's say it is religious.
Yeah, either works, so both is fine. This is something to the Chiliacs. The Thrun, you will be able to work out, that was a house, the House of Thrun, was at one point dominant in Chiliacs. And they had a colony in Sargava, so probably related to that. Looks like this lot crashed on here, and they turned to cannibalism. There's one thing which is a bit odd. So the bottom of the lighthouse, there is quite a comfortable room. It's got a bed made of driftwood and what looks like a homemade feather mattress. Do you want to all make me a perception roll?
No.
Yeah, better not. Yeah, again.
I will.
Sonny, you're used to this because, like, your slightly swish background. You recognise that this is recent work. You know, so you're used. You're a bit more used to having things made bespoke and that sort of thing. Yeah, Iris as well. You've learned to recognise quality and that sort of thing. This isn't about quality, but in terms of checking, understanding how old things are and that sort of thing, how valuable they are, you've got an eye for it. So, yeah, this has all been put together, it can't have been long ago. And you also spot something odder, which is the remains of several ration packs from your ship.
Someone came
here. Okay.
Da da da! There may be a little bit more to do around this camp, but I'm going to suggest we leave on that bombshell.
Well, see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Let's just. I'm just trying to look at if there's anything else you need to know. I suggest we return to the camp and you can have a bit of an explore again.
Is it a bit hopeful for us for level, or is I don't know what how much it was.
I will check what's left. I think you need a level. Just have a level. Let's not worry about it. Have a level.
Woo!
Yay, spells.
Levels!
Actually, wait, no, I'll get a second level ghoul. Yay! Yay. Natural attacks!
Yes, delicious, delicious natural attacks.
I will now just do ridiculous amounts of damage, I'm afraid.
I'll sort of try and get in before the session starts, then yeah, we'll manage that.
I'll get in touch with you over the next few days and discuss likely options.
Yeah.
I should be heading to bed.
Alright.
Okay, cheers for playing. Yeah, sorry for killing you, Will.
Yeah, well, thank you for the session.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Right, see you guys.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Marvelast by Smetna, and the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.